Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. We've got some rain up here in Hanover. Not bad, though. It's not really terrible. It's not super heavy or anything like that. May or may not be coming your way, so just be aware of that. If you do run into something, do me a favor and shoot me a note on the James River Air text line, okay? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'll keep everybody up to speed on it. You know, I know our friends at 8 News and Storm Tracker 8 with Matt DiNardo. I know they're doing a great job, but if you are somewhere and there's just something that pops up, and especially if it's impacting your travel, of course, I want to let you know about that. All right. All sorts of stuff. Now, I do have a pair of tickets for the Cookout 400 that is over at the Richmond Raceway, August the 16th. I'm going to give you those tickets. What are we saying here, Jeremy? Like 5:45-ish? I'll get the exact number that Jeremy will pass along. I'll ignore it, but at least he'll give it to me and I'll give it to you. So always tack that ish onto the end. So I'm going to call it 5:45-ish. I'll give you a chance to win those tickets. There's a big event coming up. It is the father figure. This is the 10th anniversary of the father figure. This is the big fundraising effort for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, a marvelous organization. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am to be involved in it and with it. Chris Beach is the executive director. We're coming up on the final couple of days for the fundraising effort. I want to get the details out there from Chris so that we can let everybody know and get us to that $100,000 mark. Chris, thanks for being here.
As always, thanks for having me.
The pleasure is always mine, believe me. How close are we? The goal here, you said, amongst the four teams was to get to $100,000. Now, that's a big number. Are we all getting close?
We are getting very, very close. And the I think the competition amongst the dads is pushing that. And that's what's so exciting about this, just seeing the teams, the final four teams, the dads who have come back to be funding fathers again, and just seeing how excited they are to, like, compete against each other to, you know, they want to get that $100,000 goal, but they also want to hold that trophy up at the end. So yeah. It's really the $100,000 goal is within reach as of right now, so I'm very excited.
Okay, and we're doing the big reveal, if you will, August the 16th at the Robbins Center. Now, I know we've got jerseys this year. Your whole thing this year, it's like the big NCAA tournament, right?
It's called the Funding Father Final Four. Yeah. And we got 32 dads who have done it before. We put them into four teams, eight each, and they are competing against each other to see who will raise that trophy at the end. And the jerseys just came in today, so I'm getting ready to go pick them up. And each team is going to have their jerseys on that night. It's going to be a huge celebration for dads.
I love this. So if it's happening a week from Saturday, just how much longer officially are we raising money?
As always, I throw that little caveat in there. We have two more days where I'm going to give all the teams the totals of what it is at that time. Then we're given the final 4 days until the 14th to go out and raise money and sell tickets. And I'm not going to share how much each team has. It's just a sprint to the end to see who's going to win that trophy at the end.
Oh, okay. Now, here I thought that it was wrapping up. Okay, so we actually have until August the 14th. Now, you know, I'm going to be out of the country, so I'm going to need the support of the dads on my team. I mean, I don't want these guys slacking if we're going to get Team Cats right over the line.
And right now, it has been with two teams right now, Team Smith and Team Cats.
Yeah.
It's like one day Team Cats is in the lead. The next day Team Smith's in the lead. And then the next day Team Cats in the lead. And Team Gardner has their big event tomorrow. So they're hoping to get their name into that too. And Team Kennedy is that dark horse who might have a little thing waiting at the very end. But the big push right now is to get tickets, because every ticket you buy goes straight to the team you want to support. And at that night at the event, we have an amazing band called Trademark. We have great food. We have activities to do. And we have a mechanical spider. Now, I know you don't like the insects.
No.
No, you don't want that. But it's a unique thing. I mean, how many events do you know to have a mechanical spider? How many times can you say you've gone to an event where you danced the night away and jumped on a mechanical spider? Zero.
Yeah, that's right. And if I didn't love you and the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia as much as I do, I would continue with the number zero, brother. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Awesome. Yeah, but no, it's what it is. We just want to make sure, regardless, if we see that $100,000 raised, that's the important thing, is because it goes straight to the programs that you teach, that we all teach across the state. But the bottom line is, we're guys. We like a little bit of competition, and we're going to celebrate each other that night. And just, you know, all of us will be able to raise the trophy if we get that $100,000 raised.
That is sweet. I mean, it really is, the whole idea of holding that up. So Chris, let's talk about some of the programs that the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia shares with men around the state, and by sharing it with men, we're helping everybody, including the spouses, the girlfriends, the significant others, the women who are involved in these lives. I brag all the time, obviously, about our Inside Out Dad program, just because I love it, and I look forward to going to Pamunkey Regional Jail once a week and teaching it. But it's not the only thing we do, right?
No, we have 24/7 dad class where we go into rehabilitation centers and civic centers and community centers and teach dads who just want to be stronger fathers and give them the skills they need to be there for their children and their families. We do the New Dad 101 class in the hospitals before the baby is born, because a lot of dads just don't have that confidence they need. And once they take the class, they're like, you know what, I can do this. So we're doing those classes. We do marriage coaching and relationship counseling, premarital coaching. So because we know if the relationship is strong, that the kids are going to be better off for it. And we also have co-parenting classes. We have classes through conflict. We have divorce, going through divorce and raising your children classes. So we want to be wherever the dads are. And, you know, we really see ourselves as relationship restorers.
Yeah.
We see ourselves as hope givers. But we want to take men that are not deadbeat dads, they're dead broke. And we want to help mend them to become the men they want to be, the fathers they want to be, and the husbands/co-parents they want to be.
You know, it's weird when you talk about the, quote, deadbeat dads. And this was one of those things that we actually had a great conversation about, that great discussion with some of my students at Pamunkey Regional Jail, where these were guys who had been through, you know, 14, 15 weeks with me, man. That's not easy. They've shown that they really are, they're in, you know. They want to be better dads. They want to improve these relationships. And even they had heard about this proposed legislation that essentially would have said, hey, as soon as you get out, you are going to be so far behind, there's no way to catch up. And you're coming right back, essentially. I mean, it was a terrible piece of legislation.
Yes, and that's why we are working very, very hard. We're working across both sides of the aisle to try to get legislation that's going to protect these dads and give these dads and women who are coming out of incarceration,
yep,
a protective reserve fund where they can't touch that money, so they can't afford the housing, they can't afford to live, and then whatever they have left over, then they can make sure that they're taking care of their priorities and making sure they're taking care of their financial obligations.
It's great stuff. Chris Beach joining us. He's the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. All right, so Chris, you mentioned some event coming up soon for some other team. Let's not really dwell on that, okay?
I won't even mention it again. Yeah.
No. I mean, come on now. But we do. We Team Cats. Well, we assembled a team of eaters. We enjoy a good meal, and so we got a lot of great food out there. We've got Jake's Place donating $2 from each Jeff Cat sandwich and so on. We've got the Beaver Dam Grill, who is donating money for all the stuff they're selling. We've got Riverside Coffee out in Montpelier. They've been donating things, and obviously we've got the Pie Safe Baking Company. Laura Sylvester, she's going to be out and about at farmers markets and fairs right through this weekend, raising even more money. She's raised quite a bit for us so far. But you mentioned the tickets and the donations. So if somebody's listening and say, look, I'm fine with food, Jeff, I just want to make a donation, how do they just flat out say, here's a donation to Team Cats?
It's very simple. You go to Father Figure VA and fatherfigureva.org. When you go there, you'll see a sign that says Team Cats. It has your face with all the other rest of the team right on there. You can click there and make a straight donation towards Team Cats. Or right below that, it says buy tickets here. And you can come to the event. And then as you buy the ticket, there's a spot that says, how did you hear about this? And you say, I heard about it from Team Cats. And guess what, Jeff? You get all the credit for that as well. So whether you want to make a direct donation or you want to come out to the reigning best charity event in Richmond, and just found out today that we're a finalist. We're in the top three this year again.
Sweet.
So we must be doing something right about that. So we're encouraging people, you know what? If you're going to make a donation, great. But why don't you make a donation and come out and enjoy the event that is the best charity event in Richmond.
Oh, man, I love that. That is just wonderful to hear. Congratulations. I'm glad we're back in the top three. Yeah, I'm looking for us to repeat. That would be just fantastic. It really would. Oh, you know, one other thing. I want to mention this in front of everybody, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but I was going through my...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The emails, Chris. And on the very first email addressed to us about how this is playing out, etc., etc., you actually addressed the email to me and my teammates, and it said, Dear Team Smith. And while I know you did, and while I'm sure it was, you know, just a typo, I think, just to be fair, there should be a percentage of whatever it is that Team Smith has raised going back to Team Cats. Clearly, there's been some sort of a, you know, I don't want to cast aspersions and use the word shenanigans, but I don't know, Mr. Beach.
I know, and I love the fact that it's so great because the leader of Team Smith, Brantley Smith, said he was listening to the radio. He listens to you every day, and he's probably listening to you right now, and he said he was talking about the fundraiser coming up from Chipotle, and he said, I turned it off. I couldn't listen to that anymore.
Ah!
So there's always that, you know, just that competition. We're all for each other, but when it comes down to it, we all want to win too, and that's the great thing about this competition. It's a friendly fun, but in the end, the dads across the state win.
Absolutely. And bottom line, whichever way you're donating, hopefully it'll be Team Cats. I certainly would appreciate that, but I do want you to get the tickets. Hopefully you hear about it, Team Cats. FatherFigureVA.org. FatherFigureVA.org. Chris.org. Chris, this is probably the last time you and I are going to get a chance to chat before the big event.
Yes, it is. And I wish you safe travels as you travel internationally. And, you know, I will stay on your team. And I think there's a couple of them that might have a little something up there. They knew something was coming at the very end. So it's gonna go all the way down to the end. I'm excited.
I love it. Chris, I always appreciate you being here, brother, and I will look forward to seeing you a little more than a week. That is the great Chris Beach. He is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Great organization. I am honored and humbled to be part of it. I'll tell you that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.